Order, order. Select committee report.
An historic moment in the Social Services Committee on Wednesday as two heads of state, the Prime Minister of the Cook Islands and the Premier of Niue, sat side by side to make a submission on the social assistance portability to Cook Islands, Niue and Tokelau Bill. The bill seeks to allow eligible residents of the realm countries, including the Cook Islands, Niue and Tokelau, to apply from the islands for their superannuation, exempting them from the requirement to be ordinarily resident and present in New Zealand to do so. To be eligible, applicants would be required to be resident and present in New Zealand for more than 10 years since the age of 20, including 5 years since the age of 50. That last requirement was a point of concern for Cook Islands Prime Minister Henry Puna.
Many Cook Islands residents are being forced to move to New Zealand to meet the 5-year requirement at an age when they are being most productive at home and most certainly less productive when they come to New Zealand. Cook Islands residents over the age of 50 are business owners, they're senior civil servants and managers, community and cultural leaders. Sadly, these people are being uprooted from their responsibilities and their productivity by being forced to come back for 5 years. Jobs are left, homes are left, family are left behind.
The Cook Islands government, along with that of Niue, called for a change to the 5-year rule.
We are yet to hear what the rationale is. But that's really the thrust of our submission, is to ask the New Zealand government to look at relaxing that 5-year president and resident requirement.
Cook Islands Prime Minister Henry Puna making that submission on the social assistance portability to Cook Islands, Niue and Tokelau Bill to the Social Services Committee. And elsewhere on Wednesday, the Government Administration Committee held the annual financial review of the Museum of New Zealand Te Papa, whose chairman, Evan Williams, was called on to explain a more than $8 million financial deficit in the 2013-14 year. Along with accounting issues and cost increases, Evan Williams said a couple of the museum's exhibitions had also lost money.
Two exhibitions in that year lost $2 million, or just on $2 million between them. They were called Colour and Light, an exhibition from the United States of Impressionist paintings, and what's the other exhibition?
Aztecs.
Between the two of them, visitor numbers were forecasted about 100,000 apiece, and they performed at about 40,000 and 50,000 respectively. They produced a loss of about 900,000 each.
And Te Papa Chief Executive Rick Ellis also chimed in, drawing on his experience as the former head of TVNZ.
At the end of the day, these exhibitions in many respects are like the launch of a new TV series, dare I go there. They don't always achieve the rating success that one hoped and wished they would.
Te Papa Chief Executive Rick Ellis speaking to the Government Administration Committee on Wednesday. Next day in the Commerce Committee, taxpayer dollars spent on the X Factor New Zealand television show was the subject of opposition questions to New Zealand On Air bosses when they fronted up for their annual financial review. Questions from Labour's Claire Curran about the value for taxpayers in funding the X Factor talent show were answered by NZ On Air chairwoman Miriam Dean.
For a good number of reasons, it wouldn't have got to air otherwise. And what does it do? It nurtures some wonderful New Zealand music talent.
Wonderful New Zealand music talent, such as...
And Bernard, what was his name?
Bene Tiffany,
or whatever, who was only a short, one of the finalists, I think, as you know, topped our music charts for the last couple of years. We found some great New Zealand music talent through that show.
Claire Curran also asked Ms. Dean about a recent controversy surrounding one of the show's contestants who had a criminal past. Ms. Dean said it was not up to New Zealand On Air to judge the suitability of individual X Factor contestants.
It is not for us to decide on who the musicians are that come forward, who gets judged to go to boot camp. That is obviously for the so-called panel.
And alongside Miriam Dean was New Zealand On Air Chief Executive Jane Wrightson.
If you're worried about the financial side of it, then of course the artists don't get any money, so no taxpayer money is supporting this man. And secondly, he will stand or fall on his musical talent, and that's the point of the show.
New Zealand On Air Chief Executive Jane Wrightson speaking to the Commerce Committee on Thursday. All up, there were 15 committee meetings held during the week. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.